BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So, if you missed it, today's show was pretty intense. The whole show was about the Radio 1 relationship transfer deadline day. Hear it on this podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott. A lot of people are hoping they make it through R1 transfer deadline day unscathed today. It's about to get real. So, until 3 o'clock, that is when the window closes, the 2013 relationship transfer deadline day, today at 3 o'clock. Anyone in a relationship after that point must remain with their current partner until 3 p.m, Monday the 6th of January 2014. We have a crack team bringing you all the coverage from today's events as they happen. Jess Wright is here. Hi, Jess.
Hello, I'm waiting with my clipboard, Scott.
I love you've got a clipboard and also a Britney headset.
Yes, of course. Can't go without that.
Thanks for coming in and doing this today. And Chris is here in the rumour mill.
I'm in the rumour mill, Scott.
And I will introduce you to our full team in just a moment. It's going to be good today. And you have approximately
1 hour, 50 minutes remaining
until you have to break the news. So do it before then. Obviously, there are some terms and conditions to this.
No one should be dumped on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Dark are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Dumping should only be brought forward to 4th of December if they're already planned for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
I will introduce you to the full team next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Remember, this is a choice that you're making on your own today. We are not influencing any of the dumpings. It's just if you've been thinking about it for a while, today's the day to do it. We are just reporting on this. We are not influencing anybody. Welcome to Radio 1's Deadline Day Response Centre. I'm Scott Mills, heading our team of expert reporters, bringing you all the latest as Britain dumps the last of the dead wood before the Christmas festivities begin.
I'm Chris Stark, staying across all the last-minute Deadline Day rumours. Who's out, who's off, who's dumped? Stick with me, you'll be the first to know.
It's too cruel to dump over Christmas, so get it done today. I've got my massive clock out, and there's not long to go.
I'm Gemma Kearney, and I'm on a roof. I'm your eye in the sky, watching over deadline day from above.
Remember, if you're still in a relationship by 3 p.m. today, you must remain with your partner till 3 p.m. on the 6th of January 2014.
I'm Sports' Chris Kamara. You might know me as Cammy, and I'll be in the Transfer Satellite Centre keeping an eye on all the celebrity transfer rumours as the deadline approaches. It's sure to be a tense few hours. In fact, it could be unbelievable, Jeff.
Nope, wrong, Jeff. But anyway, while I'm here, IMTV's Jeff Brazier, and I'll be out and about on the streets of Britain keeping my ear to the ground for any last-minute transfer activity and deadline day dumpings.
I'm Reality's Jess Wright, and I'm in the hub scouring Twitter and your texts for any breaking breakups and breakdowns. Tweet on hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day and text me on 81199.
Will Britain be saved from a Christmas of heartache? We'll know by 3 o'clock today. Get it done and keep it locked.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Lots of reaction from you lot out there already. We are live and interactive. Get involved. Text 81199. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And you can tweet at BBCR1. Use that hashtag, R1 Transfer Deadline Day. So, Jess, I can see it's really busy over there in the hub already. What have you got for us? What's the latest?
Yeah, it's extremely busy. Scott in Nottingham particularly thinks that what we're doing is genius. We've also got Sonny in Birmingham. He says, what's the situation for loan signings? Looking to get a couple of loan deals done for the busy Christmas schedule.
No, we don't do loans here. This is just about clarifying your relationship status in time for Christmas.
Loans aren't our business, Scott.
Nothing to do. Remember, we're just the reporters. Jess,
very
one
cheeky.
More.
We've also got Kim, and she says, hi, Scott. I woke up to this text. Please don't dump me today. Listen to Scott and you'll understand. I won't dump you. Promise. Can you please reassure my boyfriend, Liam, that I love him lots and wouldn't want to spend Christmas without him?
You see, lots of quite worried people out there today. A lot of people trying to get hold of their partners and can't at the moment, so that's a bit of a worry. But some people are saying this is a negative thing. No. In fact, it's a very positive thing.
Scott, we're hearing from the phone companies there's been a surge of calls and texts to relevant partners trying to establish their relationship status.
Are the phone lines in meltdown?
Some of them are, yes. The people are receiving technical problems.
Thanks, Chris. Keep us updated. Also, a huge Deadline Day rumour just in. Someone says they just saw Towie's Mark Wright. Do you know him? driving northbound up the M1 with a pasty in hand and a determined steely glaze in his eyes. Is this curtains for him and Keegan? He's cutting it fine if he wants to beat the deadline. Jess, any news on that?
You know what? I'm waiting to hear from him now, but I'm slightly worried because he should, you know, this isn't like him to be driving that fast with a pasty.
With a pasty in hand.
No,
thanks,
he should be
James.
In the gym.
Thanks, James from Loughborough, for that. More as we have it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Andy, hedge-cutting in Lewis, says, I've just seen an argument and I think it was a sending off. Can you ask Cammy if he saw it? We'll be with Chris Kamara very soon and our crack team of reporters. This is Radio 1. Gemma Kenny's on a roof. Jeff Brazier's on the streets. Jess Wright is across your news in the hub and Chris is in the rumour mill.
Ricky Andrews has tweeted using the hashtag R1 transfer deadline day and has just spotted Harry Redknapp leaning out a car window near the Radio 1 studios. We're trying to get hold of Harry at the moment.
Standard. Now, do you remember Miss X on our show? This is what she said earlier in the week.
Wow, I'm considering binning everybody off.
Whoa.
Yeah, because it's just so complicated. There's no one who I like enough to be like dedicating time to over Christmas.
She's the one that's been doing a lot of Tinder dating. She's got to make a big decision or a few of them today. We'll speak to her in 1 hour from now, an update from Miss X and what she's decided to do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it is 1:40 almost, so got till 3 o'clock today to decide your relationship status. 1 hour, 20 minutes and 32 seconds is the time it's saying on my massive clock. Now, there's lots of support for this deadline day. We're hearing from a lot of people who have been dumped in recent years and are pleased this has now become a thing on Radio 1. Over to Jess right now with more from The Hub. Jess.
Hi, Scott. The texts are coming in thick and fast. We've got Adam. He says, my girlfriend broke up with me on Boxing Day last year and took the Xbox back that she'd given me the day before. I'm in full support of breakup deadline day. I just want my Xbox back.
Yeah, see?
We've also got Sarah. She can't get over it. She was dumped on Christmas Eve on a night out in a club and she's never got over it.
Awful. You see, this is a good thing we're doing here.
Yep. And we've also got Stu from Sevenoaks. He says, hi, Scott. My boyfriend and I have decided not to split up after extensive negotiations. I will no longer come home several hours late and think that shouting, oi, oi, savaloy, is acceptable and that I'm allowed out on a Friday. Love you, bye, Stu.
Thank you very much, Jess, over in the hub. Now we're going over to the streets and our man on the streets is TV's Jeff Brazier. Jeff.
Tension is mounting on the streets of Great Britain here. Serious concern I'm seeing on the faces of the public. I'm in a pub, not for any reason other than the fact that I'm getting quite nervous about this situation, as I'm sure you all are. I've just spoken to a local cafe owner who said he's actually had a booking change from a table of four down to a table of three. Now, I'm sure whether that means that there's been a dumping or if one person simply can't make it. Now, sticking to the food establishments around Britain here, there's a lovely Italian down the road, just been in there, waiters in there, said that they've taken two bookings where the customers have, interestingly enough, requested seats near the door. Now, could that mean that they're looking for a quick exit after a dumping? Questions certainly to be answered, Scott. Back to you.
Thank you, Jeff. More from the streets with Jeff later. Now, Chris Stark is across any minute last minute deadline rumours in the rumour mill. Chris.
Scott, just seen Peter Odemwingie in the BBC car park in a desperate attempt to push through a move. That came in via Twitter. Also, Dave Burt has tweeted to say he's just spotted a couple entering a Swedish furniture store and is worried that it's not going to end well for them.
OK, thank you very much, Chris. More from that as we get it. Lots of celebrity rumours also coming in this afternoon on deadline day. And Chris Kamara, who are you looking at?
Oh, I'm looking for a key player, and that key player is Spencer Matthews.
Who? Oh.
Spencer Matthews from Made in Chelsea.
Yes, definitely a player. So who are you linking him to, Cammy, on transfer deadline day?
Lucy Thompson and Lucy Watson. Will he be in a relationship at 3 o'clock today?
Of course, he's been linked to both of those exes. I think you mean Louise Thompson and Lucy Watson.
Did I say Lucy?
Carry on, Cammy.
I thought I said Louise.
No, it's definitely Louise. But no firm news with Spencer right now. No, Chris?
No firm news at the moment, but I'll have more for you before 3 o'clock.
OK, keep us up to date on that, please. Anybody else?
Oh, another big player, Mario Falcone. He used to play for Spurs, I think, once upon a time, but he's with Lucy Mick.
That's right, recently paired that one.
We need you to keep an eye on this one, Cammy, just in case they do end up properly back together before three.
Well, the rumour is that they're together.
So the rumour is they're together, but we don't know for sure whether they'll be in a relationship by 3 o'clock.
That's true. No news from Essex at the moment.
Thank you very much, Cammy. Jess, do you have any updates on that one?
Nothing to confirm at this time, I'm
all
afraid.
Right, then. Keep across it, Jess.
Keeping tight-lipped. Keep across it, please, Jess. And now, over to a roof, it's Gemma Kearney.
Scott, it is great up here. It's a great view. I know that during this really hard time and people's most intimate moments, what we definitely need is me, 100 feet above, keeping an eye on them all. At the moment, I've seen a fairly ill-advised man in a Christmas jumper. It's mohair with big red and white fluffy snowballs adorning the sleeves and emblazoned with a picture of Santa wearing only boxer shorts. I think that this will definitely push whoever's coming to meet him, and I'm suspecting it could be a girlfriend, over the edge.
Thank you very much, Gemma. More from Gemma on a roof for no particular reason later on Transfer Deadline Day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Remember, Christmas is nearly here. There's nothing more cruel than dumping someone during the festive season. That's why today, the 2013 relationship transfer deadline is 3 p.m. You now have
1 hour, 10 minutes remaining
to sort out your relationship status. Anyone in a relationship after 3 p.m. today must remain with their partner until 3 p.m. on Monday the 6th of January. We have a crack team bringing you all the coverage from today's events across the UK as they happen. And a lot's been happening. Chris Dark is our man in the rumour mill. Chris.
Scott. Craig from Newcastle. He's just seen two women buying tubs of Ben and Jerry's and reduced advent calendars. Could they be comfort eating?
Could be, I think so. Also, across all your tweets and texts in the hub is reality's Jess Wright. Jess.
Hi, Scott. We've got William from Abergavenny. He says, I'm meeting my girlfriend now for lunch. I'm absolutely bricking it. She better not be palming me off before 3 p.m.
Okay.
Over to you.
Okay, more on that as it comes in. Now let's speak to one of our listeners, Cameron.
Hi, Scott.
Welcome to Radio 1's Transfer Deadline Day. What's going on?
Hi. I'm a bit nervous, actually. I've been, I might have been teasing my girlfriend a little bit about the deadline day, mentioning it a lot. And
when was this, last night?
Last night and over the last few days.
What have you been saying to her? Texting her? Speaking to her in person?
Well, both, actually. Mostly texting and telling her, oh, just don't forget the deadline day tomorrow. And this morning I texted her saying, would you like to meet for some lunch before 3 o'clock? As obviously that's the deadline day. And since then, I haven't really heard much from her at all. So I'm a bit worried whether she's taking it seriously.
So you've been reminding her that today at 3 o'clock is the deadline for the transfer window?
Yes, I have.
And now she is not getting back to you?
No, I'm a bit worried she's taking it seriously and is actually thinking I'm going to dump her.
So you reminding her has kind of backfired?
Indeed it has. I feel like she may try to get me first.
Oh, my word. So you think it's gone the other way around? You think that she, kind of preempting your dumping, might actually be dumping you?
Yeah.
Whoa. Which
I'm hoping isn't the case, but...
And you can't get through to her at all?
No, she's turned her phone off. Or something.
You need to make sure of this before 3 o'clock, you know?
We need it clarified.
I'll try to get through to her if I can.
Okay, well, keep us up to date, Cameron. We'll be keeping an eye on this breaking story.
Thanks. Shout out to her on radio.
Yeah, go.
Okay, Sophie, if you're listening, I love you, and I'm not actually planning to dump you today. I was just joking. I look forward to spending Christmas with you.
Thanks, Cameron.
Thanks.
Now, even more coming in, our man on the streets of the UK on deadline day is TV's Jeff Brazier. Jeff!
Well, Scott, a.k.a. Millsy, a.k.a. Mills and Boone, on this wintry, tense afternoon, I'm still in the pub, and I'm joined by Lucy, the landlady. Lucy, you look a little bit tense, babe. What's wrong?
I'm just a little bit nervous, trying to get hold of everything. But we've had a lot of couples come in today, and then leave separately, but they've also been asking for, like, sad songs. But we're hoping for a lot of business after 3 o'clock.
Sad songs, lots of business hopes for after 3 o'clock. There you have it, Scott, from the landlady herself. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Jeff. More as we have it on Radio 1 Transfer Deadline Day.
BBC Radio 1.
Stephen Aberdeen says he's hoping to clear up after today's mass dumpings. Adnan says, really glad I'm single. Don't think I'd be able to handle the pressure of R1 Transfer Deadline Day. But a lot of very positive messages coming in from people saying it's a great thing, a good public service over Christmas. Kylie has texted in. Her colleague Laura has been dating a guy for a few weeks now, but he constantly says YOLO in public. That could be off for the next hour. We're all over this breaking story this afternoon. We'll bring it to you before 3 p.m.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Very tense times on Radio 1. 47 minutes and 3 seconds left before you have to make a decision about your relationship. If and only if you've been thinking about changing things for a while, you need to have your relationship status confirmed no later than 3 o'clock today. Christmas is nearly here. There's nothing worse than being dumped or dumping someone very cruel over the festive season. So today at 3 o'clock, after that point, you must remain with your current partner until 3 p.m. Monday the 6th of January. A lot of people saying they're very glad they're single today. They wouldn't be able to handle the pressure. But it's a good thing, a very positive thing, and makes, you know, there's no heartbreak over Christmas this way. I'm Scott Mills. Now, over to a roof with our reporter Gemma Kearney with the latest. Gemma.
Hi, hi. Great view from up here. I can feel the energy of the streets have become quite flustered, to be fair. A lot of panic-looking people. I'm noticing all sorts. I've got a great view across Regent Street. I can even see into the window of a huge public, sort of very well-known hotel. And I've seen a lot of people looking out quite wearily and mysteriously and in very thoughtful looking kind of facial expressions happening all over the place. I'm particularly worried about the man in the horrendous Christmas jumper.
Yes, I was going to ask you about him because we heard from him in the last hour. How's he getting on? Any news?
He's started to pace and he still hasn't left the particular area of street. He's just on the corner. I can just see him at the moment. The jumper's still looking absolutely horrendous and he's been checking his phone a lot. I think somebody is coming to meet him and I think they might be dumping him. I think he's got word of it. He's not looking great.
Okay.
Plus, I've seen an unusual amount of young women going into hairdressers. And I feel like people are kind of anticipating a change. People are anticipating a new look. People want to feel like fresh and fly as they might be single over the Christmas season. I'm feeling that deadline day is really penetrating across the nation.
Okay, good. That's all from you for Gemma now, yes?
Yes, that's it for now. Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back on the roof with you very shortly. Also, Gemma, it's very windy up there today. Make sure you don't get blown off. Next, it's over to the Hub, and it's Jess Wright. Jess!
Hi, Scott. Anticipation is building. We've got Connie from Manchester. She said, if my boyfriend breaks up with me, I'm going to kick off. Wouldn't have seen it coming, but if it did, I'd be eternally grateful to you guys for setting me free before Christmas. Mm-hmm. We've got Robbo. He's just said, just witnessed a huge Barney between a couple at a top-end restaurant in Reading, which rhymes with mangoes. Could this be a late dismissal? We've also got Martin in Leeds, and he says, I just had a surprise phone call from the girlfriend at work. My heart sunk, but all fine. We can be rest assured. She just wanted to know what was for tea.
Thanks very much, Jess.
And we've got, lastly, Dan in Northampton. My long-suffering girlfriend has just texted to say she's stuck in a meeting until 3 p.m. Phew, looks like I'll survive another transfer deadline.
That's brilliant. So Jess Wright is here. She's bringing all your news to us today from Twitter and Facebook and from the Radio 1 tech system. In the rumour mill is Radio 1's Chris Stark. Chris!
Scott! Peter Odemwingie, looking panicked, spotted doing a U-turn and now heading down the M40 towards the Midlands. Not sure what that means yet. And Ben Harding has tweeted hashtag R1 transfer deadline day, saying that their housemate is listening to Daniel Powter. Bad day. Ooh, could be a bad sign.
Thanks, Chris. More from the rumour mill as we get it now. Back out to our man on the streets. It's TV's Jeff Brazier. Jeff!
I'm now on foot. I'm on the streets, and you know what? The pressure and the panic is starting to set in. You can see it. Not sure it's because of the Christmas shopping. Think it's more to do with our transfer deadline day. We're now so close to 3 p.m. And someone, if I could just stop you, young lady. Sorry, what's your name?
Hello, my name's Gemma.
Okay, Gemma, and are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
How long have you been with your partner?
Coming February, it'll be 4 years.
Okay. Does that mean you're married?
No, unfortunately not.
Engaged?
No, I've got a 5-year waiting plan apparently.
Okay, not even engaged. Are you not just a little bit worried that it's coming close to 3 p.m. and you've not heard from him today?
Yeah, I am, but I've got my lunch break soon, so I'm pretty positive I'll hear from him.
What if you didn't hear from him? Would it be a terrible shame?
It would, actually, yeah. I'd be quite upset. I've already bought his present, so I hope he's not planning on anything, to be honest.
Gemma has already bought the present, Scott. It's unbelievable. If he does not show his face by 3 p.m, there's going to be hell to pay. Back to you.
Thank you, Jeff, our man on the streets. Now, the person looking after all the celebrity rumours today, Chris Kamara.
Hi, Scott.
OK, so you're keeping a close eye on all celebrity relationships today and whether they will be happening still at 3 p.m.
I certainly am. There's plenty to happen.
So first, let's talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I must have missed that one, Scott. When did that happen?
A while ago now. Jay-Z, like the world's most famous rapper, and Beyonce, arguably the world's most famous pop star. Did you know they were together?
Like I said...
got a baby.
Did he get sent off?
Missed that one, Cammy, did you?
Okay, well, let's move on. Mark Wright and Michelle Keegan, another big celebrity couple.
They are. They're the biggest they've come.
Well,
she's
not as big as Jay-Z.
Farm, isn't she?
Pardon?
Is she on Emmerdale Farm?
No, she's used to be on Coronation Street. Is she still on Coronation Street?
Yes, she is. Yes, close though, Cammy.
Funny that you know.
What about
Mark Wright used to play for Liverpool? I know that.
Right, no, not the same one. But anyway, can you keep a close eye on their relationship, please? You'll find that mostly in the magazines, Cammy.
Righty's great in the box, that's for sure, and she's got plenty up front.
That's right.
Cammy, you might know this one. Frankie from the Saturdays and Wayne Bridge.
I know Wayne Bridge really well.
Yeah? Great. What about his girlfriend?
Oh, Frankie. Everyone knows Frankie.
That's right, off the Saturdays. They've just had a child together, so I imagine that one's pretty solid. But can you keep us up to date with the details, please, Chris?
I'll keep you up to date with everything, Scott.
Okay, Rita Ora and Calvin Harris. How's that one looking at the moment?
It's not looking good from where I am, that's for sure.
Really?
What's up, Cammy? They look really strong in the press recently.
Not the best pairing.
So that's one to watch, is it?
That's definitely one to watch for the future.
Okay, keep an eye on it for us. And what about Caroline Flack?
Well, no movement at the moment on that one.
No movement at the moment, no?
No, that's unpredictable, that is, Jeff.
Jeff.
Okay. Right, unpredictable, that's Flack. Okay, back to you soon, Cammy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scotty.
Our crack team of reporters are here until 3 o'clock, until the transfer deadline day ends, and then you have to stay with your partner till the 6th of January at 3 p.m. 2014.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You right, Jess?
I'm all good, thank you.
Enjoying it this afternoon?
I'm enjoying it. I think it's great. I think it's a great thing that we're getting people to finish these relationships that aren't going anywhere before it gets too close to Christmas when we're all in that festive spirit.
Exactly. See, it's a good thing we're doing it. It's a public service. Some people are saying it's negative. It's not at all. It's only if you're thinking of doing it anyway. We are not to blame for this. We're just doing the reporting.
Scott, this is the biggest gimmick ever.
Yes, it is. Is that it?
Yes.
Is that from you?
Yes.
All right, it's good. Someone just said, just rang my boyfriend for a casual chat and he ended the call with, see you tonight, babe. Phew, I'm safe. That's good. We spoke to Cameron earlier, whose girlfriend wasn't getting back to him. Remember, the deadline is at 3 o'clock today. Cameron, hi.
Hi, Scott.
What's the latest? Have you heard from your girlfriend, Sophie?
Well, I've received one text, although I'm a bit worried because all it says is we need to talk before 3 o'clock. Are you free? And so I'm not sure what she means by this.
So you've just got one text, and that's the only correspondence you've had with her?
Yeah.
Were there any kisses on it?
No, no kisses. It was very blunt, even had a full stop at the end, so...
Just, we need to talk before 3.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
A bit nervous now, because obviously if she doesn't take any of my jokes as jokes, then she could be quite angry with me.
Okay. Oh, don't sound sad, Cameron. It might be all right.
Okay, right. We'll find out. We have to find out in the next half hour. Cameron, we will speak to you before 3.
Okay, speak to you soon.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Much correspondence coming in. Hopefully Cameron will hear from his girlfriend before 3. We'll go back to him for an update. Now, Jess over in the hub. Hi.
Hello.
No, hang on. Sorry, I'll do that again. Jess over in the hub. Hi.
Hello, Scott.
Now, I had a tweet earlier from somebody called Ricky Raymond. Are you aware of who he is?
Kind of, yeah.
Right, okay. He said, could Jess give me a call urgently before 3 p.m? Now, I don't want to worry you, but that is the transfer deadline today in just about half an hour from now.
This is breaking news, Scott.
So this is breaking news. Ricky, are you there? I thought I'd just put you together on the phone now.
I'm there, Scott.
Hi, Ricky. How can I help? Jess is here with us now.
I'll get a bit worried.
worried. I haven't spoke to her all day, and it's getting close to that deadline. I want to make sure everything was all right.
Well, actually, it's quite handy that you've called me just before three.
No, my hands are shaking.
We're all good. We're all good. There's no dumping between us today. We'll do it in January.
I've got to take the presents back then.
Okay. Oh, right. So you've got the presents already, have you?
Oh, no, they're all ready.
What have you got?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, I thought I was going to get you there.
Is that confirmed then, Jess? Can we confirm that now?
We can confirm in breaking news that me and Ricky are staying together for Christmas.
There we go. You heard it first. A celebrity rumour put to bed. Jess Wright and Towie's Ricky Raymond are still together and will be until at least the 6th of January 2014 at 3 p.m. Thanks, Ricky. So our team of reporters are going to be doing their best in the next half hour. We have got Jess Wright across your news. Chris Stark is on the rumour mill. Gemma Kearney, our eye in the sky. Jeff Brazier, our man on the street. And Chris Cammy Kamara bringing the latest from the world of a celebrity. Only 30 minutes to go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's go round the grounds. Our man in the rumour mill, Chris Stark. Chris.
Scott, I'm by a fax machine. Yes?
Yes.
Chris in East Sussex has messaged us saying that he won't be looking to offload anyone before Christmas, but will be bringing in new talent in the new year. And there's conflicting reports surrounding Peter Odemwingie, last spotted heading down the M40. Rumour is that it was in fact the result of a wrong turn, Scott, and he's now heading in the opposite direction. News just in.
Thank you very much, Chris. Now, let's hear your news from TV's reality star, Jess Wright. Jess.
Hi, Scott. We've got one from Richard in Tooting. He says, hi, guys. Went on a Tinder date last night. Pretty sure it wasn't Miss X. It's fast approaching 3 p.m. and it doesn't look like the new contract will be signed in time.
OK, thank you very much, Jess. Well, talking of Miss X, our Tinder dater, let's speak to her. Hi, Miss X.
Hi.
Transfer deadline day's here.
I know.
How are you feeling?
Slightly nervous, but I'm sure I've made a good decision.
Oh, so you've hopefully made a decision?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I have.
Okay, tell me.
So, right, this is slightly controversial. Well, hopefully not too bad.
Let's just rewind. How many guys are you currently seeing from Tinder?
Well, four now.
Hmm.
Because I've been some off early in the week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they've already gone?
Yeah, they've already gone.
So now you're only down to four.
Four up until last night.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, then had the conversation with one of them where I was like, "Yeah, I don't think whether I want to keep seeing you. Getting close to Chris, I actually dropped in like I was getting close to Christmas. It's all just a bit complicated." Blah blah blah, and he was like, "Oh, but I still really like to hang out with you." And I was like, "Yeah, we can only hang out as friends."
Oh, okay. So you've moved into the friend zone with him.
Yeah, moved into the friend zone firmly. So actually, now we're down to three. And I decided to bin off one of them, keep two, but firmly inform them that you're not my boyfriend, this is not exclusive, and this is just like we're seeing each other on a chilled basis. Because I don't want to get into a situation where there's going to be Christmas presents involved.
No, exactly. You're doing the right thing. You're basically saying that you know this isn't going anywhere, you want to do it before the deadline so that there isn't this kind of incident over Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Good work, I think.
Just keep two.
Yeah, just keep two.
But not in a relationship with them, so that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And they know if they know where they stand, then no one can get hurt.
True. And just to clear this up, these two will be with you now after the deadline until January the 6th.
January the 6th, yes.
Brilliant.
So we are down to the final three. It is like X Factor.
Yeah.
We're at the business end of the competition.
Da, da, da.
And what are you going to do now? Need to bin off one, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do. Like, so I spoke to the guy on the phone last night, but it was such an awkward conversation. I feel like potentially today's might be easier just done by text.
Oh, good. A dumping by text.
Always
yeah,
good.
Always always less savage.
Well, you haven't got long, have you?
I know.
Do you want Chris to help?
Yeah.
Chris, you're really good at this kind of thing.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think we need to rattle this off quickly.
Okay. All right, so I'll leave you two to it then, and then just go for it.
Okay, Mrs. X. It's me and you.
Yes, right, okay.
Okay, so I know this is awkward, but it doesn't have to be. There's ways that you can talk to guys and it not kind of ruin their day too much.
Cool, I'm glad you're here to coach me through this from a male perspective.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm the best person for this, to be brutally honest, but I think I'm probably
better than Scott.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can get sorted here.
Okay, so are you on your landline at the moment or mobile?
I'm on my landline. We can get a little text message going.
Yeah, right. So phone out.
Okay. Okay, right.
It's all fine. I think we just got to be really diplomatic about this.
Okay.
Be polite. Dear sir.
I'm definitely not calling them sir.
No?
Well, obviously, whatever their name is. Okay, so insert name, yeah.
Do you not think dear sir would lend a sort of more formal tone to the text?
Yeah, but then they might think I'm like, it sounds like I'm firing them rather than just like casually ending the dating scenario we've had going.
Good point. All right. So, dear so-and-so.
Yeah.
I regret to inform you.
Okay. Regret. Okay. Right.
That due to circumstances beyond my control.
Okay. So, right. Okay. It's going to sound like I'm like, getting married or something, or like getting, oh my god, it sounds like I'm going to prison.
Stick with me, you'll be fine.
Okay, let's go for it. Right, circumstances out of my control.
Circumstances beyond my control.
Okay, sorry, beyond my control, yep.
We can no longer...
Yeah.
...be courting.
I love the word courting, it's absolutely brilliant. Right, okay, courting, yep.
Okay, and what I need you to really emphasise here is that you're actually doing a good thing because you're not doing it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, good deed. Okay.
So it is in your interest.
Yeah, in your best interest.
That I do this now.
Okay, yeah.
Rather than on Christmas Day. Just stick with the formal tone I'm giving you here. You'll be fine.
Right, okay. We'll go with that and we'll see what happens.
And then I think to kind of finish it off nicely, regards.
Kind regards or just regards?
Just regards.
Okay, regards, yep.
You're sincerely Miss X. In fact, don't put Miss X because they'll suddenly realise you're the one off the radio.
That would be pretty terrible. Yeah, let's not put that.
Put your actual name.
Very formal, I think straight to the point.
Yeah.
Okay, but are you going to send it? You've typed it out.
Be honest.
Well, I might. Oh my goodness! I really like. I like the text because it's very like formal and straight to the point. I might slightly edit it to make it less like.
Oh no, because you're going to girlify it.
I know, but I am a girl. He's gonna think someone stole my phone.
Okay. Do you want us to give you some time and then send it?
I mean, we've got till 3 o'clock. Hey.
Yeah, we
so
have.
We might
yeah.
as well, like. Might as well have a bit of a think about it and make sure we're sending the right message here.
I wouldn't edit it. Have a think, but don't edit it.
We'll come back to you soon and then send it when we speak to you, all right?
Okay.
All right, see you in a bit.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's rattle through them once again. Back to our reporters on deadline day. And... it's Jeff Brazier, our man on the streets. TV's Jeff Brazier. Jeff!
Scott, yes, we have saved the best till last here on the streets. I found a young man by the name of Tom. Tom, how are you?
I'm all right, mate.
Tom, what is your relationship status?
Well, at the moment, it's probably classed as single, but I'm sort of seeing a bird at the moment, so we might sort of deal with that.
Sort of seeing a bird. So transfer deadline day, you do realise that you're going to have to sign with her or not within the next 20 minutes, I'd say.
Well, we'll have to see what it is. We'll have to have a little think about it and see what's happening.
What is the situation? When did you get with this girl and why is she only a sort of?
I got with this girl about 2.5 months ago. She was kind of seeing some fella. Well, she was with some fella who she'd been with like, for a few years.
Don't tell me she has substituted this other guy for you.
Sub for me, yeah.
And now you're with her, but it's just you, she's taking it easy.
Well, yeah, we're seeing how things go, seeing if we both enjoy the company of each other. And yeah, we're going to see how things go, sort of thing.
Do you feel like this is a Gareth Bale situation where basically you are Real Madrid, whereas this other guy was simply just Tottenham?
You could say that.
You could indeed. Well, listen, you've got a matter of minutes to go and ring the missus and go and tell her the good news or the bad news. Which way are you swaying right now?
Well, I'll have to have a little think about it, Jeff, I think, mate.
Telling me he's only got 10 minutes, Jeff.
I'm impressed with your integrity. There you go. That's what Tommy said, Scott. You've only got 10 minutes. Off he goes with a weld on his shoulders. He's got his phone out of his pocket. He's about to make a phone call. Will it be good news for the young lady? Who knows? Back to you, Scott.
Thank you, Jeff. In fact, he's only got 8 minutes and 12 seconds. Jess, right in the hub, Jess.
Hi, Scott. We've got Anna in Portsmouth, and she says, I've texted my boyfriend with a contract renewal, although no pen has been put to paper his side. A glimmer of hope was offered with the appearance of Red at 14:23 appeared at the bottom of the screen. A sure sign of cooperation. Merry relationship transfer deadline day, one and all.
It's getting tense.
Yep, it is. We've also got somebody who actually hasn't given us their name, but they said, I tried breaking up with him last month and last week. He bailed on me last night. I can't handle another month, and I'm not doing it by text. Any chance of a cheeky extension? I think we should say no.
I think so, yes.
Cool, and lastly, we've got Sean. He says, girlfriend just texted me telling me it's my turn to make tea tonight. I don't know if I'm cooking for just me or both of us. I'm an emotional wreck. It's unbelievable, Jeff. I'm sat here eating Pringles. I'm a mess.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Thanks, Jess. And now over to Chris Stark. Chris.
Scott, Jason Pompey's text to say his girlfriend's just phoned him. She's bought fish and cheesy mash. Rumour is it's a good sign. And nobody knows what's going on with Peter Odemwingie.
Thank you very much, Chris. The latest from our reporters there.
Scott Mills Daily.
Well, it's been a very big show today, and the deadline is approaching here on Radio 1 Transfer Deadline Day. Thank you to the hundreds of you that have got in touch. R1 Transfer Deadline Day is now trending in the United Kingdom. Now, I'm looking at my massive clock, and it tells me there are just 3 minutes. Now, 3 minutes remaining until the transfer deadline. Now, this is a dangerous time, isn't it, Chris?
Scott, it is, especially for anyone dumping by text. You've got to remember, Scott, if the text is received after the deadline, even if it's 3:01, it doesn't count.
So it doesn't count at all?
Not at all.
OK, and Jess, what's going on with you?
Yes, we've got reports coming in across the country of people stuck in traffic on the way to a dumping. But remember, if you don't reach the person in time, you're stuck with them till the 6th of January and will have to buy them a Christmas present.
Chris, any word on that?
Yeah, I can actually report that the BBC are reporting congestion near Leicester on the M1 southbound entry slip at Junction 22. In fact, the road won't reopen till 6 p.m.
Thanks, Chris. OK, and I know we're all worried about Miss X. Will she get herself together and send that text by 3 p.m. I can now tell you there are 2 minutes and 8 seconds left. Let's go over to A Roof, where Gemma Kearney is reporting live. Gemma.
Astonishing scenes. I can hardly keep my nerve. I have seen people get out packets of tissues. I have heard the distant hum of people singing Someone Like You. I cannot believe it. I have never seen Centre of London look so flustered. Breaking news. The man in the horrendous Christmas jumper, the one with the horrible naked Santa on the front, a woman has just finally met him, kissed him on the cheek, and walked away. I can only assume that was her gentle breakup. He looks so, so, so very sad. Thank you so much to Radio 1 for the deadline day. He needed it.
Thanks.
He can now have Christmas in peace.
Thank you very much, Gemma, for your conclusive reporting today on A Roof. And now, finally, an update from TV's Jeff Brazier. Jeff, we have about 1 minute to wrap this up.
Scott, it's pandemonium here. People are literally running through the streets, and that's all from me.
Is that it? Thanks for that.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Unbelievable. Can we also thank Chris Kamara for his updates today? There are general scenes of panic and chaos all over the UK. Car horns blaring. I think some people will miss the deadline. I've heard that also, just got a text in, someone just dropped their phone down the toilet.
Scott, loads of people will be signing on to January. We're getting confirmations left, right and centre coming through to our centre here.
OK, Graham and Barnsley says, just got a text from the wife discussing transfer deadline. However, it was meant for her friend. So there, it looks like she could be weighing up her options. There are 26 seconds left. My girlfriend has just forgotten to bring my lunch into work. Talks are going on into a late, late deadline dumping. You've got to be quick. Ollie and Stoke, you've only got a few seconds left. This has been Radio 1 Transfer Deadline Day.
Oh, Scott, there's 10 seconds.
10 seconds left to make your decision for Christmas.
There we
That's it.
Oh,
Jeff Brazier. Thank you very much.
I've just got a text. I've been dumped.
Oh, Jeff.
It's rubbish.
Oh, he did so well as well. Gemma Kearney, thank you very much. Jess Wright, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris, in the rumour mill.
Scott, it was an honour.
And thanks very much to Chris Kamara.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Happy scenes all across the country. And Gemma Kearney with a view from the sky. What's going on there, Gemma?
People are holding and waving flags. People are hugging and kissing. I have never seen anything more beautiful.
Thanks very much, Gemma. And now over to Miss X. Now, did she send that text in time?
Hi.
Now, earlier on, we wrote out a formal text for you, but have you sent it?
Yes.
You've done it?
Oh, my God.
So he's gone.
The most formal dumping possibly ever in the history of the universe.
Did you edit the text?
No, I thought I'd just leave. I think the man's point of view is
Thank you, Miss X. And finally, the last word here has to come from Cameron. Cameron, we spoke to you earlier. Your girlfriend wasn't getting back to you. She sent you one text saying we need to talk before three. Cameron, are you now in a relationship or not?
Yes, I am, Scott.
Yes!
Yes, Cameron. Just in time.
Yeah, she decided to get her own back on me, if you will.
So she was just doing a bit of silence to scare you?
Yeah, which kind of worked, yeah.
So, Cameron, that's confirmed, is it?
Yep, definitely confirmed.
Thank you, Cameron. This is for you and Sophie and everybody else that is still in a relationship. Mariah Carey, Merry Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Oh, my God, thank God that's over. And we can come out of news mode now, I think.
I can do my normal voice. That was so much fun.
Imagine so stressful worrying about these people getting dumped.
It's just what it's like every day doing the news. I can't cope.
It was liberating, though, in many ways.
I mean, a lot of people saying, well done, you've made a lot of people happy for Christmas because, you know, they won't be going through that sad time. So it's been a good thing.
There are street parties happening everywhere.
I know, it's incredible. Thanks so much, Gemma, for being on the roof today, on a roof.
I mean, I'm chilled to the bone and I'm probably going to get ill, but... it was worth it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think how Carol Kirkwood has to do that every day when they send her off to the M62 on a bridge.
Respect!
Doing the weather.
Do you think we've made a good case for doing the transfer deadline day with the football as well? I thought this was great coverage.
I thought it was good, yeah. Jess, I mean, you were invaluable today. Thank you very much.
No worries. I think this needs to be made official and become a day every year.
Yeah.
All over Britain.
You originally said every month. I couldn't cope with that.
No, too many people be getting dumped. We can't have that.
Maybe this time next year. And can I just say thanks to the incredible Jeff Brazier.
Oh, he was wonderful. Is he okay? Is he all right?
He's fine. He's mingling
amongst... He got dumped, didn't he?
I don't know whether
I think
that's
it was
true.
A minute too late, if I'm honest. I think he missed it.
They missed the deadline.
I think he was just getting caught up in the drama.
He should definitely have a job doing news.
Like, he's so good.
Astoundingly good.
Yeah.
And so Chris Kamara.
And Chris Kamara, of course, for his incredible input today.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
I thought he was brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, so intense. I hope you survived the cull in the relationship transfer deadline day. So tomorrow, back to normal, 1:45, playing innuendo bingo will be the boys from You, Me at 6. Scott.